Blog Talk Radio. start the show like that, everyone, because, oh, my goodness, that Bon Jovi just drives me wild. I love the Dead or Alive, that's Susan and I. And before I announce this show, I just got to tell you, I have chills all over my body. I am dancing to the moonlight, the starlight, and everything else. And thank you, Bon Jovi, for this song, because it brings spirit and the physical world together. Hi, Susan.
Hi, it sounded like the towards the end of the recording of it, it looked like he like stepped off the stage and took a toke or something.
Oh, honey, I was screaming my brains out, but let me go and introduce the show because you're going to be surprised at what I say. Everyone,
okay.
This is Bonnie Albers on air with my co-host, the famous Susan Z, who is my partner in metaphysical crime, everyone. And I got to tell you, I am Bonnie A, and Susan Z, we bring you Akashic Records and zany spirit communication and everything in between. A, Z, get it? But guess what? It's backwards, because we never do anything perfectly in a straight line. Susan is actually the A because she opens those Akashic records, and I'm actually the Z because I do spirit communication. Hi, girlfriend.
You just wrap it up, sweetie. You wrap it up.
I just want to tell everyone we have a fabulous show. We promised two of the people in chat that we did not get to yesterday. I see you on the board, so don't worry. We're going to pick you up. Again, let me introduce myself, and then I'll hand you over to my co-hosting crime, Susan Z. My name is Bonnie Albers. If you don't know already, I am an RN, an LNC, a CLC. I am also a counselor. I specialize in love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues. But my true love on this earth plane, my true, true guiding light is spirit. I am a spirit medium. Yes, and I love it. And I do, you can get a hold of me. You can get a hold of me on Facebook. You can let me know how you like the show. You can also get a hold of us. Please like us on Blog Talk. When you do, all our podcasts go over. We get credit, and you get to hear when we have more shows. So please like us on Blog Talk. Come and visit me on Facebook. It's Bonnie Mosenter Albers when you look me up on Facebook. And I also have an email, B. Albers, my last name, 714, which at AOL.com. 714 is my birthday, everyone. So at 714 in July, I know I'm going to get a lot of birthday wishes. Right, Susan?
I knew you plugged that in somewhere. You know, absolutely. And so our listening audience does know, in case they have any questions, all that electric energy that you hear come from her, yes, she does levitate off the floor sometimes.
Oh, thank you, Susan, because you know what? My favorite song, which I don't play, is Magic Carpet Ride, and I always think I've got enough energy to lift that carpet up and scoot me anywhere. So you never know, guys, where I'll show up. But I've got to tell you, I've got the greatest co-host in the whole world, and her name is Susan Z. I do have all my co-hosts we love, but Susan Z and I are on today, and I've got to tell you guys, she is just the bomb, and I mean the bomb. She is just explosive. She's electric. She's absolutely fabulous, and I am so lucky that I channeled a book through her. And she wrote the book. She will tell you.
Wasn't I so fortunate?
You were so fortunate. You didn't even know me then, and I channeled myself right through you. I'm going to hand my audience, or our audience actually, over to you. And please tell everyone how they can get a hold of you and what you do and all of your other specialties, because you've got a lot of them also.
Well, thank you, Bonnie. I'd like to say hello to our listening audience. And also, after I give, as Bonnie, we always give our credentials and make jokes about, because I've been doing this like 20 years, and Bonnie's doing it for several years also, that we've got, you know, a lot
of
letters after it.
I'm only 15.
Well, yeah, she started really young.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, and, you know, kind of caught in a time warp. But one of my biggest jobs here as co-host with Bonnie is that I keep her anchored. You know, if you let Bonnie go off on her own, God only knows where she's going to go with anything. So that's my biggest job as Bonnie's co-host. So let me introduce myself. I'm Susan D. Rich. Yes, and I'm a third generation Akashic medium, which is the interpreting one soul journey. I have 18 years experience as a clairaudient, empathic, clairvoyant. I'm also a life coach, holistic therapist, emotional addiction counselor, recovery hypnotherapist, Reiki master, and energetic seer. I'm also the author of the published book, Soul Windows, Secrets from the Divine, available on Amazon.com, which Bonnie so lovingly and generously channeled it somewhere in the ethereal realm so that I could pick it up and write it. Wasn't that wonderful of her?
That was so perfect explained, Susan. I mean, I cannot tell you how many times I've tried to explain that one, but you just explained it perfectly. And I want to thank you so much because I love our book. It's so fabulous. It is the best book I have read. And, you know, I've stopped, you know, with all of our schedules and everything, reading is tough for us. And I will tell you, I've read this book three times, even though I tell you that I've taken it with me to lectures, to conferences, when I did counseling and all of my therapies that I lectured on and that I actually use in private practice, your book is the first thing I bring. And you know how many people resonate with your book from the MD world, the PhD world, and the physical plane world? It bridges that gap. And we say we walk in both worlds. This book proves it. That's why I'm so happy to have channeled this book for you, girlfriend.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, we did what we set out to do. You didn't quite remember that you channeled it, but thankfully I was able to pick it up and put it into words. So what a great partnership. So anyway, getting back, it's like, well, we want you to explain really very clearly about why I wrote the book in word form so that we could assist in our life chapters through Divine Life Coaching. And you can read more about me from my website, szrwhitewings.com. That's S as in Susan, Z as in Zebra, R as in Rich, WhiteWings.com. You can also contact me for email, Skype, and phone readings, or to open up, schedule a session for the Akashic readings at my email address, szrich@aol.com. And I forgot this yesterday, so I'm going to remember today. I am offering a special through the end of February. It started for Valentine's Day, that if you you get an hour reading for the price of a half an hour reading. So if you go to my website and pay for a half hour reading and then email me to schedule a reading time, you get an full hour reading, or you can actually split the hour reading in half for two. So it's more or less like a two for one.
I love that. And I really wish when I went to the store to buy my pleather pants that they did that for me, but they didn't. So everybody, please take advantage of Susan's fabulous deal, because I'm telling you, where can you go and do that? Susan's a very famous, very absolutely the best Akashic record, as well as reader of everything that you can get. I don't offer this. She does. It is a fabulous deal. Good thing that I don't need it, because if I did, I'd buy four, and that way I keep them all year, and then I would be able to have four readings for the price of two.
Are you kidding, Bonnie? We give each other readings every single day, every time that we talk. Our whole conversation is peppered with, well, what do you think? Well, what do you feel? Well, what is it that you see?
I love it, girlfriend. I absolutely love it. I tell I live, and so do you. And we are just, I just can't even tell you and how grateful I am that I have friends that like you, soul sisters like you. I just can't, we all so appreciate each other because really it's hard to read ourselves. Although I say I can do it, but I really can't. But you always help me out, and I'm going to tell everybody, please, please, if you're looking for your Akashic records and you don't want to do it on air, or you're just not able to get in, or you want a more in-depth reading, or and you want to ask a lot of questions, this is a fabulous deal for you to get in and do this with Susan. She only offers it in February, and that's, I think, the next one is the spring, I think. But maybe she'll do it for Easter or around the solstice. But take advantage of it now. It's a great deal. So, and by the way, since we didn't tell you and plug our book, you can order that book on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. It is so reasonably priced. You will love it. You'll read it. You'll keep it. You'll hand it. I mean, I can't tell you how many copies. I've given my sister one. I've given one of my friends one. It's just that kind of book because nobody's going to give it back to you. So please go ahead and try and order it and let us know what you think because we'll talk about it right on air. Anyway, I would love to get to we've got a full board here, Susan. So, again, you want to go into why you read the Akashic Records and how you do it, but I am going to take one of the callers that waited yesterday and couldn't get in. And are you ready to take a caller?
Do you want me to explain the Akashic opening first, or do you want to just go right into the first caller?
No, I'm gonna ask the first caller to come on in, and then I'm gonna ask her to wait online while you tell everyone because you're gonna do that for her anyway, right?
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So you want me to start, or you want to open her? You're gonna open her first.
630, you're on.
Hi.
630.
This is Mia. Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Susan. I love you, ladies.
Hi.
We love you, Mia. We're so glad to get you on. You're going to listen to what Susan's going to say first. She would say it to you before I picked you up, but I didn't want you to think I wasn't picking you up. So go ahead, Susan.
Okay. Well, who's our first caller's name?
Mia.
Leah?
Yes.
Mia.
Oh, beautiful.
I love you, Mia.
Yes. Okay. We'll explain to our listeners, and also Leah was listening yesterday, so she knows, but we want our new listeners to understand. Opening the Akashic Soul Records is basically no one can do that for you. That is your own journal. It goes on for infinity in the past. You've written it from your first incarnation, and to open up this life journey, Akashic record, you have to give me permission. And how I do that is asking three particular questions that as you answer them, it's sort of a vibrational energetic key lock, unlocking that. And what it is that you're giving me permission to read the pages that from your Akashic Soul record of this lifetime too. But what also the interesting thing that happens is that as the book opened, I have seen the images of print on the book, but I can't read it. It is something that it is not known to me. So the answers are given to me of what you're here to accomplish and the tools that you're using, they come to me in visual images. And what we have found the amazing gift is that when Bonnie and I started doing the Akashic Records and making a format of that, is what happened is that all of a sudden past lives began to appear in the reading to show us how, you know, why we chose a particular journey, what we wanted to accomplish. And then immediately what happened is that Bonnie is the spirit communicator, is that all these spirits from your past and and very recent would show up, and they wanted to contribute and add to help you understand, what was going on in your life. So it became a real interesting combination of enlightenment about one's, one's journey.
Mia, I just have to say before Susan gets on, I already started auto-writing, which Susan, because, when she talks, I can't. So I already started auto-writing.
Oh, poor thing.
I love you, and I can't wait to get a hold of you. So is it that you want us to open up, or actually Susan opens them up, your case, you actually give her permission to open them up. Are you ready, Mia, for your adventure?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, go for it, Susan.
A fun adventure. This is when Barney starts. Barney. Purple Barney.
Yes, thank you.
Bonnie.
Purple Barney. Thank you. I do
purple
like Barney. Purple. It was my favorite, but I mean, come on.
When she starts her spirit party. So, okay, the first thing I need to know from you, Liz, in order to know what soul window you're in, is for you to give me your age.
I'm 40.
Okay. That's a really wonderful soul window. It's kind of like an interim. You're still just kind of hanging on to the youth soul windows, kind of letting that go, but also moving into what they call, you've moved into wisdom, but it's when you first start realizing that you're facing your mortality, that you are no longer young. When you go to the first time you go to the cosmetic counter and they say, oh, yes, we have wonderful face skin for the mature skin, and you go, excuse me? And that's the age that you're in, is that the window.
I'm much younger than you, so I don't have to worry about it. So I'll just listen and I'll do what I'm writing because I'm nowhere near your soul window. So go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, Bonnie still reads Beat magazine. Does that give you an idea of where she is? Like 15. So this is where you are right now. It's what everyone goes through is that because when in our younger soul windows, we truly are imprinted and designed because of it's like they call it youthful recklessness, or that we believe that we can do anything, be anything, and we're going to be young forever. And this particular soul window is when the realization happens. We start getting rewired that we are maturing, and that we are actually facing a mortality, a life that will come to an end sometime. But you still feel that youthful energy. You still feel that being wound up and wanting to do something great with your life, and that time is like far ahead yet. So you're kind of like right in the middle of that circle of life, and it's a real interesting time and actually a real exciting. The next thing I want to ask you is that career, and what have you done in the past for a career?
Currently, I will be taking the board to be a nurse. And what I have done in the past, I've been in accounting for over a decade. I worked in different offices, and I did own a business with an ex.
You had a business, did you say?
Yes, I did, with an ex.
Okay, what kind of business was it?
It was during the housing boom, so it was a remodeling.
Okay. And you're now taking your boards to become a nurse?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
next week I will be taking the board.
And yes, you finally figured it out, sweetheart.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Finally figured it out. Because when you were giving me this accounting and this other business, and it was like, what was she resisting? It was almost like that you were told, get a real job. you know, I mean, do something that, you know, is like, you know, the guts of the business and the earning. It's like, you know, where finances are concerned and where you can see the real dollar. But that's not where your heart is. I mean,
right.
You now, you've got it right.
I've been doing all that for like the past 20 years, and I just didn't like any of it.
Yeah. Oh, I can say because you were like a fish out of water. I mean, completely. But the good thing about it is what I'm picking up is that because you did this. Now, what's that?
I said, well, because, you know, I'm an RN, she's an RN, Perfect is here. We love Perfect because that means she's of service. And I'm just so excited.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. But what these businesses that you were in before, it's like you understood the kind of, the shallowness of it, of the side of the human being. It was like you were dealing with people's goals that were like paper cutouts. There was no substance to it. It's like, you know, so what? You balance the books. So what? You know, what kind of accomplishment, personal accomplishment does this give to you? And that you did that in order for you to kind of wake up. And I'll tell you why you had to be awakened by doing this particular career before you finally decided to become a nurse. The next one is that I'd like to ask you what you feel your gifts are and what it is that you like the most about yourself.
My gift, I have compassion and forgiveness. What I like the most is I'm usually happy even in difficult situations.
Okay. So basically you keep an upbeat attitude all the time?
Yes, I try to be as optimistic as I can.
Oh, you must be a relative of Bonnie. You found one of
your
cousins.
Hi. Yes. Long relative.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's what's so endearing. That's what's so endearing of Bonnie. You know, it's like she is basically that attitude is like, you know, what are you going to do about life? You know, have chicken soup or chicken shit? You know, and she always chooses chicken soup.
I love that, and I love chicken soup.
Well, you're Jewish, honey. What do you expect? Okay, so here's an interesting, you have an interesting path in this life. When your book opened up, I wasn't really sure because you're telling me all these hearts and flowers and positive attitudes and, you know, and you have such wonderful energy, okay? And when your book opened up, I thought maybe that I had dialed the wrong number, okay? And that's never happened, ever, because, I mean, it's called imprinting, right? And it's like your fingerprint, you know. You open it, it's yours. So here's what I saw, okay? The first thing that came that I saw in visual from your book is the tool in which you are trying to address and deal with life. And they were cross swords, okay, like sabers, right? And underneath there, it was hard. They were like stones, like mason stones, okay? And neither one of these represent the energy that I'm picking up on you right now. And so I'm going to interpret what it is that why you're living, you're creating the journey that you created in this life. The first thing that I'm going to say about the cross swords here is that cross swords is about, most people think it's about battle, but this is not what it meant. This is valor, okay? This is about integrity. This is about... like, you know, the cross swords of, you know, sometimes, and also happiness of, like, when a military, and this is very important what I'm saying about military, okay? Is that when military people have a wedding, they walk under a canopy of cross swords, okay, which is wishing them good luck and happiness, all right? So what these cross swords represent is that it is kind of like a shield for you. All right, it is that canopy of protection that you came in, this cross swords, which represents integrity and happiness, looking optimistic for the future, honor, respect, all of that, okay? And that's what you wrote for yourself in this life. And you wanted, but you have a shield of protection around you, which is your optimistic attitude. Okay, is that you always see the best, all right? But you also were destined to be of service, to give back, okay, to help others that are in pain, to help others that feel that there is hopelessness. And that's where your career is going to take you, is that dealing with people that that they feel that there is no hope. You may deal with the terminally ill or in hospice or the elderly, but yet you're also going to flip-flop of bringing life in too, okay? So it's like both ends of a new life. So that is your tool. Your tool is integrity, optimism, hope and joy for the future. And the shield for you is that it keeps the hopelessness away from you in this life. And now I'm going to tell you why, okay, with the boulders that you're standing on, all right, because especially this the last life that you were, the military swords are for a reason. A lot of battle, a lot of blood, a lot of hopeless fighting, the never-ending fighting, the never-ending of taking of life, okay? And the boulders represent it, the hardness of the reality that this is never going to end, that there is no life here. There's only death, okay? And this is military energy. This is brother against brother. This is futile and useless war. You have an issue of violence and war?
Mm-hmm, yes. Okay, I don't like it.
Yeah,
don't
like to watch people being killed, don't like any kind of bloody stuff, don't like the war thing, and that's because that's where you come from, all right? But this was of honor. This wasn't like that you were a marauder or a murderer or anything. It was just, you know, one life after another. I see you. This is a pride, false pride, okay, of honor, like, you know, Irish Rebellion, of, you know, it could have been the Civil War, but it was false pride, and as all wars are, okay? It wasn't about, you know, defending your land against, you know, the hordes of Attila the Hun or something like that. It was because, you know, you were Irish and they were English, or, how dare you walk on my land or something, you know. It was arrogant pride, okay? still in the last life, and it could be maybe a life before you passed on, right? You had a rapture, okay, and to the point that you realize that, you know, that we were all one, and that this was a wasted, you know, why were we even doing this? It's like, I don't even know this person I just killed. They have a family and a wife and children, and it's like, what have I done? And in that moment, you let that go. And this is your healing process, what you're going through right now. And that is why the shield is around you in the form of cross swords, so that you can be protected from feeling the horror of what you experienced in your last life or lives of being a participant about that. And that's why you're mostly optimistic. But what you're also doing is that you're going, how you have made an agreement to work off this, burn off the karma, okay? And that's not like right or wrong. That's not karma. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about emotional residue. That's what karma is. It's the residue of the horror that you realize of that you were taking life unnecessarily. So now you've made the decision to come in here and to see if you can help sustain life in honor and respect. And my sense about it is that your nursing career is going to take you into a realm of nursing with dignity.
Yeah. Hospice is what It's so crazy. Can I talk now?
Yeah.
Can I talk now?
Do you resonate to anything I said to you, Leah?
Yes, it does make sense. When I see all this fighting and killing, I just turn it off, shut it off. I don't even want to hear about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
you don't want to see it. You don't want to hear it. Yeah. Do you have any questions? Because I'm getting ready to turn Bonnie loose on you.
Okay. No, this does make so much sense.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It's wonderful. I mean, it's like, you know, you did it for all the right reasons, and you carry all of that honor and respect and integrity and wanting to do the right thing, but you also became aware that we're all one. You basically had a spiritual awakening in one of your last lives that it was over.
I love that because, you know what, remember, I can't watch World War II movies, so you know that I was, you know, reincarnated from there, and I can't even hear them, talk them. Oh, but this isn't about me, the show, is it? But, you know, no.
Oh, you almost forgot, didn't you?
I almost forgot, and Mia, I've got some writing here for you, and I do want to give it to you because we have a full board, so I do want to get to you and tell you what I have for you, Mia. But I do want to first tell you, Susan, as soon as you saw that, I've got to tell you, girlfriend, I saw the emblem right there because my husband's in the military, and he was in the military, and we were at Walter Reed, and then it's not about me. He has an emblem with the exact cross swords that you have, and it actually was for the elevated when he moved to the next level. So I've got to tell you, I knew it was military, and I could see that emblem. It was so cool. But
yeah. It obviously represents officer. That's what I picked up, is that she was a brilliant officer. Elegant, sophisticated, and believed in what they were doing, and then all of a sudden it was gone.
Okay. Well, now on to a better note. Okay, so Mia, I had all kinds of revelations for you. Actually, I didn't, Spirit did. because Spirit brought me some different things that they wanted me to show you. They say that you're a caretaker. I have a woman here. I'm not sure. It looks like it's, she says it's either two or three generations back. So it might be a grandmother or a great-grandmother. She said you're a caretaker, you're very meticulous, and you're clearly and orderly. And you love this job. You love going into nursing. You take care of your family, and you always, see, I auto-write some stuff. Sometimes I can't read my auto-writing, but I'm looking. You didn't cause any problems when you were younger, and you were no trouble. You were very coddled as a child, meaning you were very loved, and you were very cherished. You're very calm, although you're a bubbly personality. You're a calm, bubbly personality to those who are, and you have people that are drawn to you because of that. I also have the Spirit is showing me, goodness gracious, I have a note here. Do you see spirits, Mia?
I see angels.
Yeah, because that's what they said. They said, oh, don't let her fool you. She sees spirits. Well, angels are spirit. We're all spirits. So, yeah, they say that you see. And this woman that's here said you take after her. It's two removed, so it's got to be a great-grandmother maybe. Or your grandmother. It says, I took care of everybody. And she's showing me a white outfit, which would be like a nursing outfit, and white bandages. And she's handing me the bandages. And she's in an older house with a stairwell. Do you know who I'm talking about? Yeah. Do you know what your great-grandmother did?
No, my parents really didn't mention.
Well, what I need you to do is write this down, because your mom would be able to, maybe your mother, if your grandmother's alive, would be able to verify this for you. But somebody, they're showing me a white coat. She's all dressed up in a white coat. Doesn't mean like an outer coat. It's kind of like a button-down dress. So it kind of reminds you, because see, I'm a nurse. So it might be like an old nursing uniform that we're not used to seeing, because, you know, we have modern-day white nursing uniforms, and now we wear scrubs. This was not modern day. And it could, and she's handing me bandages, which could be meaning that you're going to be, you know, that you are going to be this nurse, and you are going to take care of people. And maybe it's that she's thinking you are going to be taking care of people, maybe in an emergency room. Because bandages, I see bandages, gauze bandages everywhere.
Yes, I do want to go into the emergency. That was my favorite part of the clinicals. Every chance I get to go to the ER, I would jump right at it.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm seeing, bandages thrown at me, which means it's going to be fast, furious. Oh, I love it. That's my favorite part, too. I love that. And then I see an older house with a stairwell, and the stairway is off to the right. So I don't know if your grandmother or maybe your great-grandmother had a house that was two-story with the stairwell. But whatever I get, they're very proud of you. They know you see them. They say that you kind of try to minimize it, but that you do take a look and verbalize with them, and you're going to be in the emergency room, girlfriend.
Oh, that would make sense with what I saw, that, you know, it's almost like work triage, you know, on the battlefield.
Yeah. Well, Mia, I have to tell you that we love you, and I'd love to sit and converse with you. I've got a full board, so I hope that we have helped you.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. I love you. Thank you.
I love you, Mia. Keep it posted.
Okay. And
great,
yes,
great.
I will.
Oh, let us know about your board. Yes, send me all that energy, please.
Well, I think you have it already, girlfriend. Okay, I'm going to take the next caller, and I'm so excited. The next caller is 518. 518, you've been waiting a long time. Hi, 518. Hi.
This is
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Sandy Kalon.
Who are we speaking with?
Sandy Kalon.
Hi, Sandy.
Sandy. Hi,
Hi,
how are
Sandy.
You?
You're speaking with Susan and Bonnie. And I
Excellent.
Know that you were referred, I think, you were, I think you're, I know you've never been on before. How can we help you? Did you want your Akashic records open?
I did, please. That would be great.
All right,
Sandy,
are you ready? Wait a minute, I got to say it. Are you ready for this fabulous ride, girl?
I am. Yes, I am. I've been waiting.
All right. You go for it, Susan.
And
I can't wait
in other words,
to fly over the seat.
In other words, she's asking you, are you sure you can handle both of us?
Yes. I'm starting to wonder.
Hey, we are great, Sandy, and we are going to give you the reading that is just your fingerprint, because that's what Akashic records are, and that's why I love them. So you go ahead, Susan, and start, and I'm just going to crawl and fly over and see what I can find.
And you're just going to write your little heart out. Okay.
Yes, I am.
yes, you are. Sandy, so I can take a look at what soul window you're in, if you please give me your age.
I'm 42.
If you were listening, which I assume that you were, the soul wonder that you're in is basically what Leah was in, your previous caller, of kind of facing your mortality for the first time, but still holding on to the youth and still have that excitement of youthful expectation, but realizing that, wow, you know, you're not going to be 25 forever, and that it's a kind of a wake up call, and it also, and with you're heading towards the end of that soul window, and then you're kind of going to a little kind of neutral place before you hit cry on return, which is will start for you probably in about 5-6 years, which is the biggest soul window where we completely do a complete review of your life. So you're kind of doing a pre-life review kind of thing.
Okay.
Yes, what you call it.
That,
yeah. It's
that,
like
an
introduction. What was that?
I said, yes, wouldn't you love to review it before you actually have to go in it? Because then you're prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You know, and then, you know, how many times if, like, you know, I saw a movie, he was a time traveler, and it was like, and he was allowed to time travel as long as he didn't change anything drastic. It was just kind of like minor, and he was trying to make a date with this girl, and he kept on messing it up and sticking his foot in his mouth, and he'd you know, spin back the time and then go back and redo it again until finally he felt comfortable enough and he said the right thing and she said yes. So wouldn't that be wonderful if we could do that?
Yes.
Okay, career, what you're doing now and what you have done in the past.
Well, I have been an occupational therapist for 25 years, for 20 years. And in the past 3 years, I have been working partly as a director of rehab services and partly as a myofascial release practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
I've been getting
myofascial
release.
Yeah, nothing worse than lockjaw. Mm.
Yeah.
And grinding teeth. I appreciate that because I have to sleep with a mouth guard every night. So. Yes. Okay.
Well,
and you've been doing that for the last 3 years?
20 years, yep. But just in the last 3 years, doing the myofascial release.
Okay. What made you decide to get into that?
I heard that by releasing the tissues, you could really go into deep healing of, you know, not only the body but the psyche, that we hold trauma and feelings and emotions in our tissues. And it just sounded very interesting to me, and I knew that I had some work to do in that area myself.
Oh, yeah.
That's
right there is what I wanted to hear, the emotional release, okay? Yes. Because it's absolutely true. I mean, the inability to communicate, we hold an immense amount of suppressed energy in our jaws and in our throat area. And if we do not know how to communicate well at night, it's when that suppressed energy, gets stuck there. And you're absolutely right about the whole emotional release. But that's why I wanted to find out, because that emotional release is very important. What would you say that your gifts are and what you like the most about yourself?
My gifts are probably being able to connect with people. I'm very empathic, and people feel very comfortable opening up to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess what I like best about myself is that I'm always been a helper to other people, and that I'm consider myself strong of body and spirit.
Okay.
Okay.
When you were an occupational therapist, can you tell me exactly what it is that you did?
I worked with elderly people to help them become more independent again after, you know, say a stroke or hip replacement. But in the past 10 years, I've been managing a rehab department. So I've been in management. So mostly I've been managing a staff, not working with patients as much.
Okay. All right. That's what I want to know, whether you were hands-on or management. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When your book opened, we have some really interesting life journeys today. Very profound. Very profound. First opened up for me is it's interesting. They came up with a pair of very dark sunglasses. Okay, and ears.
Oh.
And ears, like floating ears, okay? And
ears?
Then a ears, E-A-R-S, what you hear with.
Okay.
Ears. Okay, ears.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
and then a kind of like this scarf wrapped around the throat, all right? So, but no body, no head or anything. All these separate things were floating in the air. And then on the bottom of it was just darkness. Okay. There wasn't anything there. All right. Grab onto. So, it's an interesting imprint. Where you come from, and you've made the right choice in terms of this whole rehab and emotional release and throat and all of that, and occupational therapy, all of that, and the fact that you're empathic and connected with people, because here's why all of this works for you in this life, because And I can't tell you why. This is something that maybe your own soul understands and makes the decision, is that your soul chose to live several lives, okay, of being without sight, without hearing, without speech, okay, or a combination of the ability to communicate with what we take so much for granted, right? And the darkness underneath there is what that caused for you, the isolation. Now, why your soul chose to experience several lifetimes of this is there was different reactions. What I'm picking up is that some of them were amazing. Some of them is that it taught you to rely on senses that you wanted to develop, okay? And that's being empathic and actually understanding and feeling what other people feel that you're helping, whether you have a hands-on or whether you're just in the environment. You literally pick up what's going on with people physically. You're much, much more than empathic. Empathic is a very minor word. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. And so you chose a life to cut off your senses in order to establish this, in order to make you more aware, to accomplish. It was like boot camp in order to put you into a life of service, okay, and to help people get connected with their spiritual self and their body, okay, to make that connection that there's no separateness, which most people believe that their body is something separate from their spirituality, from their God self, that their body is there. It's an intelligence. It thinks for itself. It is an amazing creation, but it is also the God self. And that is what you have come here to do in this lifetime. All right. Definitely are on the path to that and on the right, tools to do that. The darkness, okay, you have an issue with all the lights being out or being alone or too much noise or things like that?
Too much noise and too much light.
Okay, all right. That's
artificial
left over.
Light. I love daylight, but not artificial light.
Okay, too bright. But also there's... what I'm hearing is the black quietness, like you're floating in space.
I have
this. Yeah. So like you're not comfortable with like that kind of silence is what I'm picking up, and also when you were younger, okay. It's either went one way or the other, and I'm not really sure. It could have done both. Either that you wanted to be close all the time or you had an issue with being too close, touched.
Mm-hmm.
Which one was it?
I didn't like people to touch me.
Yeah. How did I know that? Hey, I'm being very quiet, but I did know that. Okay, go ahead.
And what that is that's the darkness that we're talking about of the imprint that you came in, because without sight, without hearing, you have to touch and feel your way around, and you didn't like that because it was constantly you had to touch and feel and be touched and feel. So that's an imprint that you're not comfortable with, what you came in, but you grew out of it, okay? And the darkness and the silence and all of those are residues of imprint of the lives that you chose to deprive yourself of what we take so much for granted so that you could develop this gift of empathic empathy.
Mm-hmm.
And you've just started it. I mean, it's like you're kind of like in the first shot out, the first run out. But, I mean, you get it. I mean, you are so aware when someone is without the capabilities of being a full human physical capacity. you understand what I just said?
I think so.
Yeah. You truly, truly empathize, truly understand when someone is not capable of being fully physical on any level, whether it's, you know, muscles, whether it's walking, whether it's, not being able to speak, pain in the jaw, anything. It doesn't make any difference what you choose. It's like, you know. And you may not even know why you feel like, hey, I've been there. I understand. And that's because of the imprint that you carry from the darkness of those years. And we're not bad. Not like, you know, deaf mute on the street, you know. There was a lot of caring and concern and teaching and things. And then it feels like there were some lives that were not so compassionate. But it was a choice. And so you're coming up out of that and doing a mighty fine job of it, I might say. So,
well, can I get in here? I know, Sandy.
Only if she's done. Do you have a question for me, Sandy?
I'm just enjoying listening.
I am really happy about that. I am really happy about that, Sandy, because guess what? You get to listen here, too.
So I hope I was able to get you to kind of be aware of why you are in certain capacities of your life, because, you know, even as you get older, this feeling of wanting to connect people with their body, to get them to their body spiritually is going to get even stronger.
Great.
Oh my God. As soon as you said great, my counter on my computer screen was 1111.
And all ones are
the opening of new doorways.
Huh.
Yes. Well, are you getting ready for me, Sandy? Because this is going to be a real interesting right here. So you
don't
know it kind of attaches to what Susan says. Although
thank
I
God
really
you have ears now.
Yes, exactly.
I know. Thank gosh, because you know what? I know I could sign language it if I had to. But then if you couldn't see, then I don't know what I would do. Braille, probably. So I would get through to you any way I could. But I'll tell you, I have a male figure.
Maybe you
here.
Channel like you did the book.
Yes, and do you want to hear?
Yeah,
something?
You could channel it to her like you did the book.
Oh, you know what? Absolutely, girlfriend. And do you know Amy's in chat? And I told Amy that I downloaded about 4 of her books. I just don't know why she hasn't given me credit in the title. I mean, I just don't understand it. But anyway, hey, Amy. Okay, so I've got to tell you, girlfriend, here, that I've got a male figure. Okay, it reminds me of grandfather energy. So if your grandfather is still on the earth plane, it would be your great-grandfather. So is your grandfather still here?
No.
Okay, then it would be your grandfather. It's
okay.
So funny because a father's energy comes different than a grandfather's energy. And grandfathers, great-grandfathers, great-great-great-grandfathers, unless they give me 2, 3 removed, are all that same energy for me. They just have to give me a number. But what he said is you have lots, and this is not something that I believe that we learn from every lifetime that we have. And what he said is that you've got a lot of, for some reason, emotional insecurities. You think that you are strong, but you actually, for yourself, have some insecurities. And and he feels they lie in some bad nothing is bad. So, when he said the word bad, I'm going to use a different word. I'm going to use it for some choices that really weren't great for you, and you did not know how to get out of them is what he's telling me. So if he said when that happened, you kind of got just devoid of your feeling on a deep level. So where you were relating empathically to others, you were really not connecting with yourself. And that's what he was showing me. Was your family a huggy and kissy family?
No.
Because he's saying no. That's right. He said, and your family was not very huggy and kissy is what he's saying to me, but you are trying to get it from your friends and others. And not the huggy and kissy part, but the emotional fulfillment part. And he said that you were detached. Your family had a lot of detachment from each other. I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but I get that, you know, from the feeling he gives me. And it doesn't make you happy, though. Everything that you're doing and you're getting a lot of gratification from your work, it just inside is not making you real happy. And it's not because what you do doesn't make you happy, but it's some type of a deep emotional detachment and something that isn't being filled right now. And it's being filled by friends. You know, I know that you've got some really, you know, I'm feeling that you've got great friends, but it's you inside that kind of keeps that distance. And it says, you walk along a path of self, but doesn't know how to integrate it with others. So I don't know if you get that, but I kind of realize what he's saying. He's saying that you have all this great stuff that you are doing and that looks great on the outside, but you just don't know emotionally how to attach that to somebody. So what he's saying is that's because, like Susan, and this fits perfectly in with the Akashic Records, you're right out of the gate, babe. You're right out of the gate with all the lifelong lessons and choices that you made in your past lives. So this life, it's a real tough thing. You're emotionally and empathically can see others, but you haven't got it quite together for yourself. So I would believe that's what he's trying to say to me. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
So I mean, he's not giving me the answers. So what I am assuming is that you can get them for yourself, that you know how this lifetime is going to be a tough one. And I love people like you because, see, I want to be empathic. That's something I am empathic. I can feel, but I don't feel the exact, I don't go down in the exact emotion. I feel the heart, so I can come out of it easy. You really are empathic, and that's a tough thing to be happy all the time because when you feel other people's sorrow, sadness, and affliction, that is not going to give you the warm and happy, fuzzy feeling all the time because that's the problem with being so empathic and then a little bit devoid of what you had in your childhood. So I say if it was me and, you know, I do counseling and if it was my, you know, I don't give you, I'm just giving you all the signs and symbols that I got, but it's a tough thing and you are doing fabulous. Like Susan said, you better give yourself kudos because you're coming out of the gate with all of these things and you're overcoming all these obstacles and you've got some great friends. You just have to start attaching yourself a little more. So does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Well, I love you, Sandy, and we've got a great big board. Please let us know how you do. We love people like you. We are so in awe. Susan's empathic, too. I told you I'm empathic, not kind of like Susan, because I can feel her heart or your heart or the person's heart, but I don't actually go into the emotion. And so I'm like one removed. And so it's easier for me to always be up, always be happy, but it's not for you, and I get it. So work with what you've got. Work with what you've got because you've got a great core. And just start to integrate it slowly with trying to fit into a more emotional, happy state for yourself. So
right.
I hope we helped.
You have. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have
you're
a
welcome,
great day.
You're welcome, Sandy. Thank you.
And
thank
please
you.
Let
have
us
a great
know
day.
How you're doing. Thank you.
I will.
I love her. She was fabulous. You know I love when we've got our light workers on. And, oh, my God, we have so many of them. I love them so much. Hi, Susan.
What a fabulous soul journey. The one thing that I, as I was reading for Sandy, is that it became very clear to me that the soul, intentionally created several lifetimes where she had was without some of her senses or all of them, so that she could develop this, empathic compassion to move forward to be of service in during this ascension time. So, it gives you an idea of how the soul looks at us as all one family. And, and that's why when I look at sometimes, when we think a soul has chosen, like how could anybody choose to live a life like that? We really don't know the big picture as to why a soul has decided to, unfold a life in a certain way. But she's a perfect example of what we would term a sacrifice. But to the soul, it's not. I mean, it's a joyful experience to get where she needed to go.
Well, I will tell you, girlfriend, don't go down that road. I can feel your empathic system coming up, and we have another client here. We have all kinds of listeners, but I can feel your heart, so you pull yourself
right out of it.
Yeah, I know. Otherwise, I am going to. So I'm going to come over there, reach my hand in the phone. I'm going to pick you up from those depths, and I'm going to bring you here. And that's going to be worse for you because you're going to have to listen to me all night long.
I know.
But anyway,
I'm good.
All right. Okay, you just remember that before I come. I am going to take the next caller, and the next caller is Justin English. Justin, you are with Susan and Bonnie. Hi.
Hello. How are you?
We are doing
well. How are you?
We are going to look forward to hearing what we can do for you. How can we help you today, Justin?
I've been listening. I've been so confused about things. I have nobody to talk to. It's a spiritual awakening. I think that I went through one, and it's like nobody understands me. It feels like there's like steps, and I'm like on the second step, but I'm just like, something's trying to tell me, and I don't know. I feel crazy. That's what I feel like. That's the best way to put it.
Oh, gee, like we haven't all been there.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Justin, you're just a baby. No, I'm only kidding. Here's the deal, Justin. We all do everything. So in order for, we can't do everything today all at once, but you either have a choice, because if you have your Akashic records open, and that's what I kind of feel you need, it will give you a good look at what your life is supposed to be here this time, which might be able to help you on that journey. But do you know there's so many classes also that you can take? I can give you, if you go to my Facebook, actually, there are people, I don't know what area you're in, but if you go to and Google, spirituality classes in your area, a lot of things start to pop up.
Okay. I'm from Texas, but...
Okay, well, there's plenty of them in Texas. I'm going to tell you, I have friends in Austin that are spiritual. You just have to find the right teacher. I had to, believe me, it took me a long time because I was just crazy too. I went everywhere. I had to talk to people. If you Google somebody in your area and go for a reading possibly in your area, they might have a shop, and then you can ask where you can take classes of what you're really interested in. But
Metaphysical bookstores, they always have magazines, and they know lots of people that teach, classes. I would like to, I know, Bonnie, that you said that you thought maybe opening his Akashic records would be what he needed right now, but I'm going to have to kind of crossroads on that right now, because what Spirit is telling me is that, yes, you're correct, absolutely, that would be of help, but he's looking for a particular answer, okay? The Akashic records are going to give him, it's like that he, you know, he wants to, right now, yeah, right now he needs, what he's looking for is the first book of Harry Potter. The Akashic Record is like War and Peace.
Okay, cool. I got to tell you something, though. I have somebody in chat, Justin, if you want to go to our chat, that's willing to help you. She said she tried to give you some answers as far as who you could go to, and she hasn't been able to find you. So if you go into chat, her, she's Curious Times, and she will absolutely try to hook you up with some help, okay?
Okay.
Fabulous. Okay, Justin,
yeah.
how old are you?
Thank you. I'm 27.
27. Okay. And how long have you been kind of at this place of
about 2 years.
2 years? Okay.
Yeah.
What,
and this lady, the lady gave me some tarot cards, and I really didn't even know what they were, and I'm extremely amazing at them. Like, and I don't know how I know them, but when I do people's reading, it's like, they're like, how in the world do you, and I don't even know how I know it. It just like comes to
me. Oh, let me tell you, you old mystic you. This is remembering. This is not about like, oh, gee, how do I know what that card means? Is it because you've had many, many lifetimes as mystic, magician, all of that stuff. So, you know, don't act like you're naive, boy, there, guy.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, All right, so 2 years ago, and tell me the specific incident that all of a sudden it was like you felt that you lost your footing.
Okay, I took off hitchhiking, and I've done it a couple times. I was in downtown Austin. This lady walked up to me, and I was in a real, like, you know, very low point in my life, and just, you know, I didn't even know what to do. Anyway, this lady came up to me and said, she handed me those tarot cards, actually. And she said, my name is Seven. And she walked off. And
that's my number. Wait a minute, Justin. That is my number.
Really?
Yeah, that's my life number. So you can't have that. But no, go ahead. You can continue.
And so,
don't pay attention to her. Just keep talking.
So she just, you know, she handed me those cards, and it's just like, I get a lot of like subliminal messages, like on billboards, and a lot of times, like, well, that's the time when it really kind of started, like, really, as she gave me those cards, and, you know, I did a few readings, or I just played with them, and like those were answering my questions to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
mm-hmm.
know. It's so
mm-hmm.
hard to explain. It's so hard for me to explain.
No, you're doing a wonderful job. Yeah, I totally get it. I mean, we understand what happened. Now I'm going to tell you, if you want to know exactly what happened to you.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. You awakened the sleeping dragon. Okay.
Yay!
Who's ever here with me, they just touched me and put their arms around me. Go see Bonnie.
Go.
Okay?
Come here. I got it.
You're gifted, but you're beyond gifted. Okay. You are a dreamer, a dream seer. Okay, which is interesting, Bonnie, because of what just happened yesterday, you know, that came through. I know. A dream seer is basically that you have your prophetic dreams, okay?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I can tell you on one hand how many dreams I've had my entire life.
Well, Yeah, that doesn't make any difference because you're at 27. It's like you're still kind of you're a little sprout already, and you've got about another 10 years before you actually break through. But here's what happened: is that somewhere along the line in your last life, or during these lives of magician, mystic, or thing, you wanted to kind of live like a semi quiet, normal life, to be entrenched in humanity, right? And you wanted to awaken at a certain particular time. You're not the most patient person, are you?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Somebody was knocking at his door, and he answered. Is what happened.
Oh man,
yeah,
I will call you 500 times if you're on your way to pick me up. I'm like, where are you?
That's exactly what happened. Is that you were supposed to wait a little while longer until your body was energetically in tune to accept this energy, but no, you
wouldn't.
I am much more patient.
And what happened is that you created a circumstance where you connected with someone that they sparked and awakened the Kundalini, and the Kundalini started to rise up within you. And I'll tell you, it'll drive you crazy. I went through it myself. So here's what you need to do, all right? Find anybody who is like Reiki master, energetic work like that, and what you want to do is that they want to work along your spine to kind of, put your dragon to sleep a little, okay?
Okay.
Because you're not quite ready, but in the next 10 years, slowly but surely, you're going to awaken of the fact that you are a seer, a prophet, an energetic healer. You're just going to look at someone and go, wow, I mean, blah, 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 right? Don't let it mess with your real life. Okay, because you're not supposed to be walking around in robes with stars on it and, and being somebody's guru. That's not what you chose for your life. What you do is you quietly go about assisting people to help them understand their confusion because you've been through it. So find someone that will do this as in a chat room, that it's about calming your dragon down. You awakened him soon, okay? And your body's not wired for it yet.
Well, I got to tell you something. I love dragons, and I don't tame mine, but I am younger than you, but I at least can handle it. But I have to tell you, Justin, that you know what I'm feeling? I have it is a passed down item, and I have a woman here. She's grabbing the long arms that went around Susan were because they were thanking us for talking to you because they're worried. They're
That's
thinking.
That's so crazy. Oh, my God. Okay, there's a woman that is always with me, okay? I can't physically see her, but if I close my eyes, I can see her, and it seems like she doesn't even know I exist, and she's very worried. She's crossing her arms, and she's talking, but not to me.
No, because what she doesn't want you, she knows you can hear her, though. What she's hugging us for is that to let you know you're not on the wrong path, you are on the right path, but you're way too early for this journey, and that you will be not, you won't be, I'm listening to her, you will not be able to fulfill your path the way you wanted it and you wrote it if you continue to get into this full time right now. But there will be.
Yeah, you're
going to
fry
happy.
Out.
Yeah, you're
yeah,
going
to
so
gonna,
happy.
Yeah, and you don't want to do that.
No, and she's so happy that we are here to tell you this and that you came to this show because actually probably she lured you here. But anyway, and believe me, I have to tell you, I was not going to pick your number up. You had a few down, and I usually don't do that, but I felt like I needed to pick you up. But I will tell you this. She is saying that the first thing that you will get into in your 30s, which is a little while, and she'd like you to read about it because it is a holistic kind of thing, is Reiki. And the Reiki will help you balance between this world and
that. Yeah, excellent.
Reiki is very widespread here. Reiki is really in a lot of people do Reiki. And so it's not kind of on the outskirts. It's really mainstream at this point. And so what she's saying is when you hit your 30s, in your 30s, early 30s, start reading about Reiki. You can become a Reiki master, Reiki 1, 2, 3, and that's how you're going to slide yourself into it. If you want to play with the tarot cards, and I try, for some reason, you know, I'm ADD and the cards fly everywhere. I don't know which card is for which one, and gosh only knows when the moon comes up and the devil, I don't know which one I am. So I can tell you that if you want to play with it, you play with it on your own. You read for your friends. You do that. But do not try to put, ooh, she's here hugging me. Just try really hard.
Oh, I know. They were real huggy. That's why I sent it to you.
Yes, I love it. You know me. I'm going to give her some coffee, tea. Actually, she said tea. And I don't drink tea, but I have to make some for you. But anyway, what I do want to tell you is she's thankful that you came. She wants you to know you're on the right path. You're not crazy. She knows where you're going to head, and you're going to head into Reiki first. But she wants you to take a little time and ease into it. And like Susan said, in about 10 years, gosh help everyone, you can be on our show. Because you're going to be the one taking this. So please, please listen to our pleas and this lady's plea. She is around you so she can stop you from getting that far into it.
Yes,
so have we helped you here?
You have a lot, actually. I feel much better. There's still something there I'm trying like reaching for, but I don't know what it is.
She's telling me what you're reaching for is all your powers and all of your gifts. They will not come. You're going to be reaching for them and reaching for them. They will unfold when they are ready to unfold. So she says you know about them subconsciously. You can feel them. But when they come, you will then go, okay, with each one that's going to unfold. But I will tell you that she's telling me Reiki first, and it'll be in your 30s. So I hope I've helped you out because I've got to take the next caller.
Yes,
but I hope you've helped out, Justin.
Thank you all so much. One quick thing. How do I get to the chat room or whatever?
It took me so long to go to chat. But if you look at Blog Talk Radio, this is what they tell me. And you, on the right-hand side, if you scroll down, it'll say chat, live chat, and then you'll see Bonnie Albers on air, and you press in, and the chat board will open for you.
Okay.
And then you can start talking to people, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, Justin, like us.
Thank you, Justin.
On Blog Talk. Yes, and keep us clued in, or your
all
friend
right.
will. I just love that. Oh, my goodness. I just love that. Love that. Okay, I'm going to take the next caller because I've got a rock and roll here. I am going to take 248-860. So here we go. 248, you are on with Bonnie and Susan. How can I help you?
Hi.
Hi. Who are we speaking to?
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
You are so welcome. How can we help you?
I guess I wanted to find out I don't feel like I'm on the right path on my spiritual journey. I was on it for a while, and then I feel like I'm kind of off the wagon, and I almost feel like I'm kind of scrambling to go back to, I don't want to say serenity, and at this moment in time, I just feel like I'm so frustrated and so stuck and so, like, I don't have, I want a mentor, and it's hard for me to find somebody who can help me along with this, on this path of mine.
Oh, can we have your name, honey? I forgot to ask you your name. We need your name.
That's okay. My name is Shane.
Shane? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Shane. How old are you, Shane?
37.
Have you been, well, everybody's intuitive, you know, so we always say that. Have you been on, what kind of spiritual journey have you been on?
This particular one kind of came, I want to say it probably started in my 30s. And I just feel like it's this type of journey tends to be, like, I want to go, I talked to my mother about this, and I come from a long, I come from a line of,
media.
My grandmother, she was a shaman, and my mother had, I believe she had the birthright, but she didn't want to continue that line because, I don't know, it was more of a fear base that she decided not to, to dabble in it. So now that I'm becoming older, I just feel like I always gravitate toward that, and it just like, I don't know what to do. I don't have enough information about it. I don't, you know, I talked to my mother about it, and she was just like, no, you really don't want to dabble into that stuff. It's like you can't choose them, they choose you, that kind of deal. So I always feel like I'm, like, deterred away from it, but at the same time, I'm always, like, gravitating toward it, and it's just, like, it drives me crazy because I feel like I can't function sometimes because I'm always thinking about those kind of things.
Well, I can tell you that if you're gravitating toward it, you can't function without it, then what Spirit is telling you, and I'll hand you over to Susan because I don't hear Susan speaking too much here because I know I have, is that, you know what, when something calls you, I always say this, and I've got to tell you because before Susan gets in, I got to tell you, I love this saying, so I'm going to say it. The Spirit will either make you go easy or they let you go hard. And when I mean easy, that means they draw you to things like maybe you're drawn to crystals and maybe you're drawn to herbs and maybe you're drawn to mediumship or you're drawn to spirit, which is everybody, but or you're drawn to Akashic records, as Susan is, actually gifts got, or angels. But when you don't go and they call your name, they hit you hard. They will push you and push you and push you in different ways to go that way. So, and then once you go that way, how you know you're on the right path, and this is how I feel, Susan, I know you're listening, is that when it just feels right. You kind of slip in and you just start dabbling, reading. Have you read books? I mean, I don't know what you're interested in, but if you pull back and you feel really discombobulated without it, why are you pulling back? And that's what I can't figure out because, you know, my big thing tells me to tell you full speed ahead. But go ahead, Susan.
Okay. Pretty much what, you know, what you just said to her. And the reason why I got so quiet is because Spirit said that they were working you, Bonnie. And all the right things were coming out of your mouth. So it's like, you know, I just like sat back and was quiet. The first thing that I want to say to you is that this sense of being lost and everything, is it because this is your true nature, all right? You have a lineage of it that a very, very strong soul imprint of it. And the resistance that you're feeling is that for whatever reason, you know, maybe in a past life, and we have all done this, okay? There isn't any person that's on the metaphysical path that hasn't dabbled in black used it negativity and karmic or whatever. And, you know, it's not black or it's not white. It's just ego. I mean, the power gets warped, okay?
Okay.
Yes, you may.
Okay, because I know. Conspiracy.
Yes, you may.
Because this is so important. I'm so happy, girls. This is so important, and I want everybody, I hope
everybody listens. Do I have a choice?
Oh, no, really not, because, you know, I get loud. But here we go. I got to tell you, and when you started with, and Susan, it was you who prompted this, when you say black magic or it's not really black magic, I love that because I got to tell you, everyone, when people say, oh, they dabble in black magic, white magic, gray magic, green and purple magic, because now I see books on them, all it's only a thought away from one to the other. And I was taught this, Susan, very easily, and it made so much sense to me. So when we say you've dabbled in black magic or dabbled in white magic, it's really just the thought content that you had towards whatever you were doing.
It's all,
and that's
it's all elemental.
It's all elemental.
Okay. And so I'm going to make some suggestions for you. Okay.
Because this
is not going to go away, and this is not going to leave you alone. And I'm also going to make a recommendation for a book. That might help you. And not my book. You should read my book though,
not
which is Soul Window.
Bonnie
than our book. Soul Window Secrets from the Divine. It definitely will help you understand what you're going through.
Okay.
But there is another book, that is called Oneness, Oneness, by Rasha. It is a war and peace, So if you have the opportunity, go to the website, her website, and download it on an MP3 versus reading it. But what it is here is that you're having a conflict here because you're trying to make your skills and your gifts and your imprint into a religion. Like that it's somehow going to define who you are. And what this is about is that you know who you are. You're an authentic self. You are a God spark. And these gifts come from within that God spark. And it's like if you don't light them, they just smolder and smoke and make life feel kind of murky and dark and less than fulfilled. And it's like, so take it as an approach of like, these gifts don't define me. I'm curious about everything and anything. Some of it'll stick. Other ones you'll go like, not for me.
Okay.
But I always say try them all. And the ones the ones that will feel like home, you'll embrace and you'll use it for service because that's what it's all about.
All about.
Don't let these gifts and this curiosity define you. It's just it's just what you're interested in.
That's right. And you know what I got to tell you? I mean, I know I'm sitting here and at every breath and word I'm going to say, but I am seeing, I don't know whether you're going to resonate with this because I never did, but I know a lot of my friends do. In fact, I know somebody who talks to them. They keep, and that's why I said crystals. They keep throwing crystals at me, and it's not for me. So it's got to be that maybe you got. Do you have it? Do you have crystal collection? Do you like crystals? Did you think about crystals? Because they are showing me. They are showing me crystals, girlfriend, and there's some great books on crystals and how to talk to them, how to look at them, use them for energy.
You make them grow. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You make them grow. You can make crystals grow. That's very cool. Very cool.
Yeah. So try getting, that's what they're showing me. And, I know that, I took a big thing of crystals and I look at them and say, oh, my goodness, I love them, love them, love them, love them. So I know that, but for you, they're throwing them at me, which means that it's something that you've got to look into. And crystals are easy. Judy Hall has the Crystal Bible. It tells you every crystal and what comes off of it. Yeah, and you can, and they're great books. You can get them anywhere. But I have to tell you.
You're making it so like I said, like a religion. Like, it's like, if I get into this, I have to commit my whole life to it.
It's part of you. It's fun.
Don't let it define you.
Okay.
And this heaviness will start going away.
Yeah. It's been gnawing me forever.
You know what? I feel like it's starting to
And another suggestion, don't discuss it with your mother.
Okay.
But, find
like and kind of people that enjoy the same things, and then and have a blast.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
I got to tell you something. Crystals are all in light, so you can have Herkimer crystals. You have Herkimer diamonds. You can have. I don't know why they keep bringing that one up. And then I see rose quartz. They're beautiful, and people, gemologists collect them. So if you even had crystals around to help and to do all that with a crystal book, I don't think they'd ever know the difference.
That is so crazy.
Yeah.
I just started collecting some of these crystals as of last year, and it's amazing that you guys are even talking about it because I do feel connection to it. So I am so shocked.
Talk to them.
I'm really
living beings. And the other thing I would recommend is that you might want to start wearing hematite. Okay.
Okay.
You know what hematite is, right?
No, I don't. You can brief
it. Okay. It's the very kind of shiny silver metal smooth stone beads. And wear it as a bracelet or a necklace or an anklet or earrings in order to ground you. Because once you open up to all of this stuff, you're going to be like Bonnie. And, so you want to wear hematite.
Yes! Oh, I love it. I got to tell you.
I'll take it.
Oh, honey, and you're going to be happy.
Hematite wouldn't work on Bonnie. She'd probably neutralize it. So, just saying.
Yes, I know. Just saying, I've had all of them, and all of them, I'm telling you, they fly off my neck. So I just think that I have so much fire going on there that nothing kind of sticks. Everything just stays away. So I'm really glad. But I will tell you, we're so happy, Shane, that we could give you this information. This is powerful stuff for you because not only are you living and doing and seeing and being guided to what you should do, but crystal is natural energy, honey. It's what they have in the ground and what they get out. It's Earth Mother energy, and I love that. That goes along with the oils and the herbs. So you go for it, girl. Will you please let us know how everything works out?
I will. I'll definitely call you back on that. Yeah, I'll follow up with you.
Yes, great. Please do. Keep us posted.
Please do.
Thank you.
And Shane,
thank you.
Thank you. Go. If you like us on Blog Talk, you'll be sent all kinds of messages from us, especially
me. Okay, great. I'm going to do that. I like you both. So thank you so much for the guidance and the information that you provided for me today. Uh-huh. Thank you so much.
That's so sweet.
Oh, you're
good
quite
luck.
Welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Oh, I love her. Oh, my gosh. You know, when they throw those crystals, the good news is it's, like, really lightweight because, I mean, if they hit me with those crystals, as many as they were throwing at me, Susan, you might have. You'd have to pick me up off the floor. I know. Okay, well, I am going to pick the next caller up. The next caller is it 808? 808, you're on the board. 808, hi, this is Bonnie and Susan.
Hi.
Who are we speaking?
Hi, this is Colleen. Thank you. I'm calling from Hawaii. Thank you for taking my call. I was just seeing if you had any. I was wondering what is my Ashanti records? You know, like somebody said they could tell me what my records were. What are my records?
Okay. You want your Akashic records open? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I do.
Akashic.
Okay.
Right?
Akashic.
Yeah. I don't know how to say it. Okay, I'm butchering it. My full
Don't worry. It's like you could call it an apple. I'll figure it out. What's your name?
My full name. My first name is Ku'uleilani.
I love that.
Ku'uleilani. Yeah. Thank you. It's a family name. Yeah, it's like passed down, so it's kind of like, I guess it's the princess
name. Excellent.
we love
okay.
it too, Layla. Go ahead.
Yes, love it. How old are you?
I'm 29.
Okay.
I was born
okay, so,
85.
Pardon me?
My
well,
year was 1985.
Yeah.
Okay, I just need I just need you know your year. Well, if you'd been listening, basically you're in an age of where you're just coming out of young girl ways and starting to look into mature ways about life, woman ways of nesting, looking towards the future and kind of leaving your old Barbie doll ways behind. And so your 30th year is a very profound year in terms of owning oneself. So we go through a lot of self-doubt in this particular soul window. What do you do for career?
I'm in the healthcare field. But I'm in a career change right now. I mean, it's still healthcare, but I'm going from being a nurse's aide for like 8 years to being in administration. I got my bachelor's
okay.
in October.
Good.
I got my bachelor's degree Good. In October.
Okay.
Good for you, girlfriend. But it's in healthcare, correct? It's in healthcare, so you're not like a nurse. You're in a healthcare administrator, right?
Yeah, I want to try to, like, create this community weave project, like, this whole idea that I want to do that kind of helps reinvent the wheel of taking care of elderly people with more of, like, a human way instead of, like, a catcall type deal. I feel like the nursing home situation, there's a lot of preventative care that we don't really obtain because we don't change the system, and there's different ways we provide care, and there's different ways to nurture people, and it doesn't need to be consistently medication. It could be like, food, massage, and different ways for people to actually be, healed, and training people and trying to get, a community-based program where you're growing your food, you're having people living there, taking care, being trained, so I have this whole idea, but I can't just start out of nowhere because I have 4 children and I have responsibilities. So I have that on the side of, I feel like I'm in a transition, and I feel like as much as I'm cutting cords with somebody in my life, they just won't let me go, and it's just kind of hard. So I was wondering if
yeah.
it's like a karmatic deal, like it's a past life thing, like I don't know, but like I just wanted to know, just was curious, because I'm kind of
okay.
like, oh, we're gonna
okay.
Go ahead,
And your gifts?
My gifts are that I have a very nurturing way, and I'm like my own healer in my own way, a good friend and a good mom. I don't know. My gifts are that I'm charming. I don't know.
So
you are charming.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Caring. Okay, caring, yeah, definitely.
Sharp,
and,
caring.
Yeah, and what would you say that you like the most about yourself?
That I have a good heart, and that I have a lot of good friends, and I have a good family. Like, that's what I love the most. I have great children.
Okay.
I have 3 boys and 1 girl. John bless.
Okay. Now, I'm going to do something a little unusual here. Normally, I would say, we go right into, showing you what your path here is and, the path that you came up in. But, I could do that, okay, but I don't think that that's what you called in for. All right. You have opened your records for me, and it's very simply about heart, okay, about sharing your heart with others and to make the world right, better, okay? And it comes from a past imprint of of a lot of cruelty, okay, that you saw and that you were involved with. And enough said on that. Now, what Spirit is telling me in terms of what's going on with you, why you're feeling kind of lost right now, all right, is that you're doing all the right things, okay? Your heart's open, you're giving, but what I'm also hearing is that you're not listening for the signs, okay? You set your life up for doors to open up for you. And because of this karma that you have, of that you believe that you have to do it all on your own, that it's about I have to change, I have to get, I have to do, I have to give. And that is one of the things that you came here to change, to learn about, asking for divine assistance. Because somewhere in your past, you cut God loose, okay, and didn't believe that he was there for you or the divine wasn't there for you. And the divine resides within you, okay? And the problems that you feel like you can't overcome and they keep on coming back around for you is a creation of your own in this lifetime to show you that if I create this problem and if I have faith and trust, maybe God will be there for me and things will get better. But then you have to keep on proving to yourself over and over and over again with one circumstance after another, and then maybe God will be there for me. And it's not like you don't believe in God. It's your definition of God's self, that you are co-creating what is going on with you right now. This career thing that's going on with you, this project that you want and wanting to change the world, you're going to spin your wheels maybe for about another year or two, okay, in terms of I feel like I'm not getting anywhere. But what's getting ready to happen for you when you hit about 31 or 32, you're going to get the break of a lifetime in terms of changing the world in some kind of charity organization. And I'm not really sure it'll be administrative, but it'll be so much more than that. And I see that you are going to break your soul family's karma and rise to the top of whatever this organization is as a way shower to your family. Because when I look at your soul family's struggling. I mean, I don't see anybody in your soul family that's doing so well. Is that about right?
Yeah, I would say that's about right. I think everybody in overall is having hard times in general, and I think that you've seen a lot of the past, and I'm in agreement with that. But I don't feel like that lost or that broken about the problems. I just feel that it's hard for me to, let go and really let God really do the divine, the timing, the signs, they're all there. But I'm always falling into feeling like I got to take on somebody else's burdens and it's not my responsibility, and I can't.
That's what it's about. That it's like this lifetime, you are going to learn how to be in it, but not of it. Okay,
you're
going
to be
make
in
change.
It.
Yeah, to
right.
make change in the world and make change in your family's karma without it letting you drag you down. And this particular job that's coming up for you in about maybe 2 years or so, is the vehicle to show you how you can make a difference in the world and not be in it, okay? And it will change all of your family's karma. You are the way shower. You're the one that made the choice to break the karma in your family.
Thank you.
And yes. I've got to not tell
an
you
easy,
something.
Not a, yeah, not an easy road, but you're going to do it.
Yes,
yes,
and
I
have
not
to tell
an
you
easy road.
Well, we only have a few minutes because then I want to, well, we have a couple minutes. But I do want to tell you because I couldn't stop even because I'm just so excited for you because, you know, I'm a nurse and I love the nursing field. I love emergency room. I love mental health because that's what I do. But I will tell you, when I saw that you went administrative, the first thing that came out of the gate was charity, that you were going to, with even elderly. And you don't like to see those wrongs, and you will be able
yes.
to make a difference in them. But I also see that, are you married?
No, I'm not.
I know, because along with that event that's going to be taking place, you're going to get so much. What's going to happen is you're not going to have time to, what I see is you're not going to have time to take on the burdens of these other people because you're going to be taking on, you're then going to trade that for the world's burdens, which is a lot easier because you'll have help. And you won't have, you'll be detached from it, but really helping a lot more. And so you'll have the, it's not an excuse, but you need something to say no. And that event's going to let you say no to all these people that are pulling on you. But I do see some love coming.
Yeah. It all comes hand in hand.
And I think it's all going to be a turn of events. It's going to be that you're going to be releasing and getting. And that's what I see is going to happen for you. Very soon, about 2 years, I see the whole thing, all the event rolling into one. When you get into doing this this charity opportunity and all the other things fall because you won't have time for them, there is going to be somebody that captures your heart. And I see you beaming. Oh, my goodness, I'm glittering all over, and I love glitter. That you are going to be very happy. You're going to work these things out. Actually, you're not even going to consciously know that you work them out because spirit will do it for you. Because once you get involved in this, you know, these events, and you start making changes for absolutely like institutions and you know how institutions for like the elderly have certain rules and you're gonna have some change. You are going to meet somebody, and guess what? It's going to be about you, girly, and you are going to have a phenomenal few years of just rising to that. Oh, my goodness, I'm shaking here. Of you being able to be recognized.
It's all about
of you getting, of you
all
being able to get.
Yeah,
you'll be able to get the recognition, not that you want it, but that you will have it, and you are going to be beaming from the inside out, and somebody's going to take notice. So I hope, I mean, I only have a few minutes and I've got to let you go, but I hope that we've helped
you.
Well,
that was beautiful. No, bless your guys' hearts. Thank you so much. And that made me really happy to hear that because that's confirmation. I know it in my heart to be true. So thank you. So
you're
welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And I love you, Kulalani, and I love your name. I love where you come from. I love everybody. I love everybody's name, actually, except my own. But I like my own, but I don't love it. But anyway, I love when I do Bonnie A, though. But just to let you know, we love that you do all that work, and we know you're going to be happy. Please like us. If everybody will go to Blog Talk and like us, they'll get our postings of when our shows are. And I would love you to not want to miss any of them. So please just like us. You can also write us. You can drop us lines. We're on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm also on LinkedIn. And always write me. Again, we have a great lineup. Tomorrow is going to be Ron Cole. He is going to go into astrology again. He's doing a reading for the wonderful mermaid, Amy Cavanaugh. So Amy's going to have her reading tomorrow. And also, we are going to have the famous Kelly Coulter. She's in the house tomorrow with any of your life card readings. Please call. She starts at 2 o'clock. We are going to have some time changes. She's going to start earlier in March. She's going to be on, and then Ron will come on after. If you have any questions for Kelly, please start calling about 10 of 2. Ron is going to be in the house. Kelly is going to be in the house. And then we have a one of our guests. I just can't even tell you so much about him because he's so fabulous. His name is Glenn Cakley. He wrote the book, Your Power to Create You. I don't have any time to tell you about it, but I will tell you about it tomorrow. Glenn, you'll be in the house on Thursday. Susan, I love you. You are my partner. You're my co-host in Metaphysical Crime. I adore you. I love you. And thank you so much. Thanks to all our callers and listeners. And thank you in chat. You're wonderful. We love you. Susan, you want to say goodbye with me?
I certainly do. And same to you, Bonnie, my soul sister.
Thank you. Bye, everyone. We love you. Love is
bye-bye.
In the air.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.